Welcome to We Hungry, the podcast where we give you our personal takes from local St. Louis restaurants on whether or not it's worth your time. We will cover several things about the restaurant, from the cost and presentation of the food and drinks, to the quality of service from the staff, to the atmosphere of the place itself. I'm Kayla.
I'm Carson, and on today's episode, we'll be talking about our dining experience at Donatelli's Bistro.
Yeah.
So this is an Italian restaurant off of Highway N.
Correct. So like N and 64.
Yeah, but I'm trying to think of the other exit that's there. Lake St. Louis exit off 64?
Yeah. That would be another way you could go.
That's what I would usually do. Less traffic, because it's like everyone always comes off and there's 364. And
yeah, just depends on where you're coming from.
It's a pain there. So we went on a Wednesday at 7 p.m. It was kind of dark outside, so I didn't really see the area, but it's kind of like in a small little strip mall, kind of deal, just kind of tucked away in a corner. Nothing too fancy. I don't remember if there was a patio outside or anything.
There is, yes.
Okay.
There were definitely tables out there, but they were all winterized.
Okay.
Which makes sense, because it was like 25 degrees when we went.
Yeah, I could not remember, but you kind of walk in, and they kind of have their own, they have like a separate bar area, kind of with like some music and some TVs out there, but then it's also kind of sectioned off from the rest of the dining area.
Yeah, where it's more actual restaurant.
Yeah, and I don't want to say it was kind of, it was Christmas time, so it's like really Christmas themed.
Yes.
Lots of, there's a big old tree, white Christmas tree there. But it was kind of, dim mood lighting, because it is an Italian restaurant, so it was like kind of a good setting for people dining in. Did notice like all the paintings and pictures, they did like gift wrapped them in like different wrapping paper.
Yeah, I thought that was very tasteful. So it's not like, it's holiday, but it's not like super in your face.
Yeah.
It was much more subtle and tasteful how they did it.
You kind of get like an old Italian restaurant feel.
Yeah.
To it, you know, it wasn't like very bright or vibrant colors, but it wasn't like a tavern or like old or anything like that.
It just kind of felt like an Italian restaurant.
It seemed a lot bigger on the inside.
Yes.
I thought it'd be a lot smaller.
I thought it'd be like half the size.
Oh, yeah.
But no, they made a very good use of the space. So props on them to them for that.
Let's see here. I'm gonna read all my notes. It's been a while.
I mean, overall, like it was a good vibe that they had going on.
I don't know if it was just because we went on a Wednesday night, but it seemed more. There was a lot more like older folks there.
Yes,
dining.
Yeah, I definitely think so.
40 and above.
Yeah.
I think we were like the youngest person. Us and maybe the waiter, our waitress was like the youngest person people. There. Yeah.
Well, the bar, like, as we were leaving, we took a good long look at that, and it was a lot of, like, 50s and up, I would guess.
Yeah, that's a good guess. A safe guess of the people's age.
So, just depends on what scene you're looking for.
And it wasn't just, like, family, too. It looked like there was a bunch of other people there, like, you know, friends, and even probably some, like, business meetings there, too.
Yeah.
So, I kind of liked it. I don't think there was a lot of seating. It just seemed bigger, but less seating.
Yeah. So I also think they spaced out their tables very well.
Yeah.
So they have tables and booths.
Yeah.
I think how they have it spaced out is very comfortable, how it was all set up.
Yeah, because it was you could sit close to people. Like, the tables were close enough, but like you weren't that close where you're overhearing conversations with other people.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of rambling.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. Let's see. Should I read all my notes.
Do we want to just jump straight into our appetizer?
We can.
So we got basically it's a 4-person appetizer. I don't know if they gave us extra on a purpose or if it was an accident, because we ended up with a 5-piece appetizer.
Yeah, we got a sampler appetizer, and it's just like this.
It's great.
You think it was, you know how like samplers usually are? They're like somewhat little big plate, bigger than your normal size plate.
Yeah.
And it had a few of everything. This is like a giant ass plate.
Yeah. No, we got a square plate. A bunch of stuff. It was like the size of an Emo's pizza.
Yeah.
Like square plate size. And it was loaded up with stuff.
Pretty much.
So on it, so what it had, we had bruschetta, the mozzarella sticks, toasted raviolis, wings, and cannelloni. And the cannelloni, I believe, was our extra item that was not technically on the list, but ended up on our plate anyway.
Yes. Yeah, because the menu kept saying it was like a sampler of four.
Yeah.
I think it's sampler for four.
Probably.
It's like, there's no way it's four. Because they gave us four different things. I'm like, okay, that makes sense.
But it was like a serving of each thing.
Yeah, yeah. You
like
could easily feed four people off of that. But it was, I mean, it was $30. So I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised if that's why you would serve four people.
Yeah.
But no, that was really, I mean, we definitely had some to go.
Yes.
Because there's too many.
So we basically each had one or two pieces of each thing.
Yes.
And that was it.
Yes.
Because there's no way we would have actually eaten our meal.
No.
If we had actually enjoyed the appetizer all the way.
No. That's too much. It's too much.
Like, you could probably go there, get that, and just be good.
Yeah, I probably could.
If, you know, is that your meal?
If you just want a little bit, you just want some fried mozzarella.
All the fried goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very good. So, yeah, let's dive right into it. So, what do you want to start? T-Ravs?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. I think they're toasted perfectly. Nice. Mm-hmm. Soft. Crunchy as well.
Yeah.
But the way they fried it was kind of, if I remember right, it was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It was.
It was a softer breading.
Yeah, but it was crunchy still, but it wasn't like fried. It wasn't like fried chicken crunchy or, you know.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird.
So I'm not sure what they do for how they cook it. But there's definitely is something different. Because the breading felt softer, but you still, like you said, you still get the crunch with it.
Yeah. It's like eating a crunchy marshmallow. Like, it's soft.
Yeah.
But then it's crunchy.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
But it had the crunch, you know, and it did have the good meat filling and everything.
I just don't understand. Yeah, the meat was really good. Mm-hmm. It was really stuffed. I liked it. It had a distinct Parmesan taste to it.
Yeah.
Meat was cooked perfectly inside.
Mm-hmm.
They did have two different types of marinara sauces, yes, I believe.
Which I only realized halfway through.
I think they put it on two on the opposite corners. So I thought well, they're the same.
Yeah.
And then the one I was dipping into, it was the meat sauce. Sauce. So I think it's great. And the one you were dipping into was like this tomato sauce.
Yeah.
Regular meat marinara. Sauce was significantly.
Yes.
Significantly better.
Yeah. Once I tasted the meat sauce one, I was like, okay, yeah, that's better.
Yeah. The tomato sauce is just, it was just kind of.
It wasn't
bad. It's just like, it wasn't great.
Yeah.
The meat sauce really added a lot of depth and flavor to it.
Had a hint
of sweetness to it. I really like that. Worked really well.
Yes.
Really, really well. I had something else about the T-Ravs. I can't remember.
Mm.
Let's see here. Maybe not.
That's all I had on it.
Maybe not. Okay. What do you want to go into next?
Go for the mozzarella.
Okay.
Because then we can mention that it had the same breading.
Yes, it had the same breading pretty much.
But your mozzarella was still melty, stringy.
Oh, it was great. That was actually a really good mozzarella steak.
Yeah.
It's a big size, but it wasn't like too big. Like, it wasn't huge like the ones we've had before.
Yeah.
Same breading. It's that soft crunchiness. Mozzarella was all cheesy and melted inside. Mm-hmm. Even I had it a little later, so it was kind of cooled down. It was still stringy and cheesy, which is really good. Which means it keeps the heat inside pretty well.
Yep. I very much agree on that.
Yeah, it was big, so I had it like, I had finger lady-like sizes.
Yes, I believe that is how you described it.
Yes. People don't know what finger ladies are. I don't know how to describe them.
Google.
Just Google up. I believe it's a pastry.
Yeah.
If I remember right.
It's not dangerous. Like, it's okay to look at that.
No, it's like an older, it's an old pastry recipe. Yeah,
you probably put food in with your description, your search.
Yeah, finger. I don't want to see what that pulls up.
Nope. We're going to leave it right there. Nope.
Okay. So you want to go next?
Let's go bruschetta.
Oh, it was really good. I liked it. I mean, it was a nice, decent sized bruschetta. It was thick, probably an inch thick, you know, a couple inches wide, toasted and buttery really well, crunchy.
And with the chopped up tomatoes and onions.
Yeah.
And then it had cheese on top of that.
Yeah, I think that was it mozzarella?
I
can't remember.
Mozzarella.
It was a thick piece of cheese. Yeah. That's why I was thinking it was mozzarella, like fresh mozzarella.
Possibly. I will double check that. But yeah, no, it was very good. It had like, it was crispy. It was crunchy. But then it was nice and soft on the inside.
So like so obviously we took some home because we couldn't eat everything. So I took it home and I made it the next day and mm-hmm. I put it back in the oven and it got crunchy just as fine. Yeah. It wasn't dried out or anything.
That's awesome.
It did. At the night I had a craving for like garlic cheese bread and the bruschetta was really garlicky. So
yeah,
that really, really satisfied my craving.
It is mozzarella. Yeah.
Yeah. Italian, or yeah. Mozzarella.
It's good.
I really liked it. I like the tomatoes gave it a nice like acidity and kind of cut through all the cheese and bread of it.
Yeah.
So that was really good.
Yeah. No, done very well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What else do we have?
So we've got the wings.
The wings.
Just
I really like them.
Also, not what we expected from an Italian restaurant.
No, I didn't think. Okay, yeah, I didn't think I wasn't going to order wings, but then we ordered a sample and it came with wings. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah,
it's actually really good. It was really hot, fried. It was still fresh. Mm-hmm. Like when I took a bite, it was still freaking hot.
Yeah, like burn yourself hot.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. What else I had? I can't read this. Oh yeah.
Well, they were huge wings.
Oh, they were giant. They're
like ridiculously large.
Yeah, yeah, they're huge.
Cooked well though.
They were cooked really well, fried perfectly, and they're still juicy too. Mm-hmm. But they had this where they had it coated in like this sweet jam.
Yeah,
apricot jam,
and it had like a tiny bit of kick to it.
Yeah, yeah. Not what I expected for a sauce on a wing, but it worked out really well. So I was really, really pleasantly surprised with it.
Yeah, I would order those again.
I would too, but I don't know if I would order. I would probably order this whole sampler.
Yeah, again. I agree with that.
I don't want like the whole wings. I want everything.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is, so far, everything was absolutely delicious and delightful.
Well, was there other appetizers that on the sampler? I think there was like eggplants.
Well, that was like eggplant parm.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm like, well, if I want eggplant parm, I'm just going to order that. They did have steamed mussels and calamari as well.
Oh,
well, those are like $14 a piece.
We spent $30 on an appetizer.
Yeah, we did.
I don't think we can argue $15 for mussels and clams.
That's fair. So maybe I'd go back for that at some point.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So one person gets the $30 tray. Someone else gets the, you know.
That's it. Yeah. That's our dinner.
Yeah, there we go. All the appetizers. That's all, yeah. And then, so we also got the cannelloni on there.
Oh, yeah, that's... I call it just, it's just basically it's a big, big piece of cannelloni.
Yeah.
I want to say it's like a mix between the mozzarella sticks and T-Rebs. Yeah. It was like a more thicker, shorter version of a mozzarella stick. Mm-hmm. But it tasted like a T-Reb with a meat filling.
Yeah. How I kind of like mentally thought about it is that it was kind of like a fried meatball. But it's loose like a toasted Rav on the inside. Versus like an actual meatball. It held its shape even after you bit into it. Mm-hmm. And then it did go well with and without the marinara. So like the meat and the breading was really good, even without any marinara on it.
I don't know. I feel like Italian, we have meat, you gotta have the gravy.
It's better, but it was still good.
Yes, it was still good.
Yes.
It's still good. You gotta have the sauce.
Yeah, so that was tasty.
So did like that. Mm-hmm. Really like that a lot. I think that was extra. So I would not, if some other people order it in the future, I don't expect it to be on there because it wasn't on the menu. It just happened to come out.
Yeah. So I don't know if they made a couple extra and were like, man, just toss it on
this exactly.
Tray.
Yeah. Because otherwise they're going to throw it away or whatever. Yeah. Or someone ordered it, didn't want it, and they brought it back or whatever. Well, then I guess they technically can't give you someone else's food.
No, but someone could have changed their mind before the plate went out the door.
I guess.
I've been like, actually, I don't want that. I want this instead.
I guess. That could be it. Oh, well.
Oh, we ended up with extra. It was tasty.
Yes, I was fine with that. I was fine with that.
So then, onto the entrees.
I was so full after those.
So, the entrees come with a salad as well.
Yes, they did.
I think you can use super salad.
Which is kind of a typical Italian thing, super salad. So, it's the salad is your typical Italian salad.
Yep.
But I actually like this Italian salad. Like I usually don't.
Really good.
Like when I used to go to Pasta House, I did not like the salad. Because it's the same. It's definitely the same. They make it the same way. It's just like, I don't know why. Maybe because it was like fresher ingredients. The dressing tasted better. Mm-hmm. More handmade. I just didn't know. It just tasted better.
Yeah.
But, you know, typical Italian salad, iceberg lettuce or
Yeah. No, it was good. And you kind of had a mix of lettuce, though. It wasn't just iceberg.
No, it was, I don't know. We had this discussion. I don't remember all the lettuces. And romaine lettuce in there, too, I would assume. Yeah. Oh, they also did add, they'd offer you, like, fresh ground pepper. Yeah.
Pepper and cheese.
And cheese. Mm-hmm. And you basically, you say when.
Yeah.
They do it for you. They grate it and ground it for you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I really enjoyed the flavor of the salad, like the house Italian that they mixed on with it. So that it was already, like, all pre-mixed together. Yeah, but it still felt really light.
Have you seen them make it pre-made before?
No.
It's just giant-ass bowl. It's, like, it's like big as this table. Just, like, toss it in there.
Just toss everything.
And yeah, and they just scoop it out for people. It's just this giant-ass bowl.
Yeah, no,
I saw it once. I was like, huh.
I mean, it makes sense.
Well, your thing is, I think my salad's fresh, and then you see this giant bowl, and we're just taking it out of it. So, but no, it was still good. I really
like it. It's refrigerated. It's fine.
I guess. It's just giant bowl of salad.
But it was a good, like, satisfying size, too.
Yes.
It wasn't like a baby salad. It was like a, here's your salad.
I think that's typical for Italian places, though.
I agree, but...
I'm trying to think if I've ever been to an Italian place where they give me, like, a little... Like, you know, those little house salads?
Yeah, that are absolutely worthless.
Well, it's fine. I mean, it's just a size salad. It's not, like, my actual meal. If I order a salad and that's what they gave me, I'm like, okay. We're gonna have issues.
Yeah.
Or you go to Cyberg's... You go, like, get a salad at Cyberg's and you get this giant, massive bowl, which no one can finish.
No.
So...
It's not even feasible.
I mean, it's just a lot of salad. I mean, it's a good deal. It's just a lot of salad. It's good. It's like, other way of salad. Anyways, entrees. You want to go?
Sure.
Okay.
So I got the tortellini. So it was with a sweet red tomato sauce. Did have mushrooms in it as well.
Was it tossed or was it the sauce just? I can't remember.
No, it was tossed. I think.
Tossed into it. Yeah. I thought it was tortellini, and then they poured the sauce on top and just left it there. I couldn't remember. Where were your pictures? Did you take pictures?
I did take pictures. I honestly don't remember.
Well, we did this like a week and a half ago.
It wasn't like... It was a week ago.
I feel like it was a week and a half. No, it feels like it's been a long time.
Well, it's because the temperature's changed so recently.
Maybe that's why I'm so tired. Because it went from like 20-some degrees and it's 50 this week.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful picture. It was just on top.
Yes. See.
Oh, but it's beautiful looking. I want it again.
I mean, I may be sleep deprived, but my memory's still at the point.
Yeah. And then, so they offer you cheese on top, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So the meat inside the tortellini, really well spiced. Tortellini itself cooked really well. It's not like I didn't have any hard bits or any, like, extra squishy bits or anything. So that was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of note, they serve bread with it, too. Just some... Small sliced bread.
Oh, yeah. I didn't have any bread. So, was it good?
It was rich, is what I remember.
Okay.
Like, it was a
like the rich butter bread. Rich or the...
No, the bread.
Okay.
Good.
Good old time bread.
You know.
I can't remember. Did they have the olive oil and pepper in the middle that we just didn't use?
Yes.
Okay.
We just did not use it.
Okay.
But yeah, so tortellini, good choice. I was very pleased.
Yes.
Had it. 2 days later for lunch.
It was like the first section after appetizer was like red sauce.
Yes.
This is tortellini. And then you didn't read the rest of the menu.
I read it.
You just stopped right there.
That sounds really good.
I'm not didn't say it sounded good. You just like, you looked at it like, I'm going to get the tortellini. That's literally the first section.
It's what I wanted. It's what I ate.
I was like, you know, you want the white sauce ones? Like, I didn't know those ones. Like, yeah, that's when I knew you didn't read. You didn't read below.
And then I went through all of it, and I was just like, okay, no, we'll just go with the red sauce tortellini.
Okay, sure. Anything else on that?
No. Nice and straightforward.
I had one of their specials today. Mm-hmm. I had their salmon special, which was basically fettuccine Alfredo with spinach mixed in it, and then it had a nice grilled piece of salmon on top.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty much it. Pretty straightforward. It was really good. I really liked the salmon. I think was a little bit on the drier side, mostly because it was always on the grill.
Yeah.
But I think but it wasn't super dry. It wasn't dry. It was just I think it was just it wasn't moist. Say that.
Okay.
But I think the white sauce really helped. The sauce, the
to mix it with
the Alfredo sauce mixed it really well. The pasta was cooked al dente. It was really good. Spinach was cooked all the way through. I really liked it. I mean, it's this big old giant plate. That's when you know it's a good Italian food.
Oh, yeah.
And then they did have some pieces. I'm trying to look at my picture. Oh, I have my shadow in there. That's not good. It did have three pieces of bruschetta on it.
Oh, side. Yeah.
Did yours come with bruschetta?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Nope.
I did, so. Worked really good. I kept that. I had it for the next day. Ooh, put some pasta on it and make a little like fancy Italian pasta cracker. Oh, so good. So freaking good. I'm trying to see what else I had here. I really like the salmon. It was I think it was seasoned perfectly. I think it could have just been a little more moist, but salmon's hard to get it perfect. But it wasn't bad. It wasn't dry.
Yeah.
I've had dry salmon. It was not good. The white sauce, the Alfredo sauce was I think it was pretty balanced.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't overpowering. It was creamy. It wasn't too thick, but then it wasn't like watery.
Yeah.
Cheese melted perfectly on it. I liked it. It was really well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bruschetta had a nice crunch to it. Even the day after.
Yeah.
I just threw it in the oven, you know, for a couple minutes, like 30 seconds.
That makes sense.
Wonderful.
Just enough to crisp it.
Yeah. It was really good. For the price it was, I think it was maybe like a dollar more than the chicken marsala I was thinking about getting.
Okay.
Now, chicken marsala is like usually my go-to Italian dish. That's what I grew up with. It was really good. That's kind of all I had. I didn't have any issues. I really liked it.
Yeah. A lot. No, I agree. Entrees, appetizer, salad, all delicious.
Oh, I did had the wine flight. One of their part of their drink menus is that you can do a wine flight. You can get red or white, and you get three different types of red to it. So I think it was really good. Three glasses for $10.
Yeah.
So I got
definitely good.
Yeah, the three wines that it came with for me was the Mark Sellers Cabernet Sauvignon. I thought it was really smooth. It had that like blackberry taste to it. Mm-hmm. Had some. Did I take a picture of the menu? Let's see here. I'm going to read the menu.
I think I told you to take a picture of it.
Okay.
Whether you did or not, it's a different story.
Yes. Okay, well, it's kind of blurry. Okay. So I had flavors of blackberry, cassia. I can't read the blurriness. Hints of espresso.
Espresso.
Yeah. It had a nice pleasant taste. It finished. It was smooth. I really liked it. And then the other ones I can't read because the holder's in the way. So, what else? The second one was a Crusher Merlot. I'm trying to read off of my notes.
Mm-hmm.
Very strong flavors. It wasn't like bad, but it was just like, here's some flavors for you.
Okay.
But then it had like real subtle fruity notes to it.
Nice.
It had some almond notes to it. But it wasn't like too fruity. It wasn't like you're drinking like sangria or like grape juice. It was just like kind of berry noted. It was smooth, and I felt like it had this little chocolatey or like molasses kind of sweetness to it. Kind of very velvety.
Yeah.
Kind of a deal. And then the last one is, how are they? I'm trying to read my handwriting.
Every time.
So I can't. Okay, so it's called Kamami Rosso. It's like with an apostrophe somewhere in there. So
interesting.
It's true Italian when you have a random apostrophe in
there. Oh, absolutely.
I noticed it now.
One day your brain will start to like instinctually just write your notes for you and actually make sense.
No, because I think too much. There's enough notes going on. Like I have to like file. I don't have time to like. Like, I'm already making notes about this and this. I don't have time to actually make notes about real things. It didn't tell me much on the menu. It says black fruity taste with roasted herbs, characteristics.
Okay.
So that's kind of what the menu says. So I think it was a good palate cleanser.
Okay.
And kind of had this kind of peppery kick to it, but it wasn't spicy. It was just like kind of have that weird peppery kick to it.
Okay.
So. I liked it. I think it was really good. I like red wines, and this was really good. Highly recommend.
Very cool. Next time.
You can also do white. I probably should have gotten the white one with my seafood. I just like red wine. Like white wine is I'm not as big of a fan of.
Yeah.
So, Anyways, what else did we? Oh, we did get dessert.
We did. So our waitress is lovely. And
wonderful, wonderful.
So we're wrapping up, you know, the meal and everything, and she's like, "So how do we feel about dessert?" And then we had her list off what was available, and I went with the Bailey's cheesecake that they had, and it was absolutely delicious. So it had like a nice punch of the Bailey's flavor in it. The presentation was great. So it was very elegant how they did it. Yeah. It's a cheesecake and it's a Bailey's cheesecake. So it's rich. Like it's very tasty.
It was very light too. Yeah. It wasn't like heavy.
Yeah. So it was rich, but it was light, which like my brain kind of was like disassociating that a little bit.
Well, was the Bailey's the whipped cream part?
No, the Bailey's was in the cheesecake. In the cake.
Okay.
Yeah. The whipped cream itself that's on the plate is definitely a house made.
I knew that. Yeah. That was really light. You could tell that was.
Yeah, good. And it like, so when you think of like your Cool Whip, how it holds its shape no matter what you do. Anyway, so how it always holds its shape. Like you spoon some off, it's
actually, I haven't had Cool Whip in so long, so I have no idea what you're talking. I really have.
Okay, most people will probably understand what I'm talking about.
I only have it once, and it's during this time of year when I have my pies. Yeah. And usually just at that point, I don't care. Like, I don't pay attention to it.
Yeah. But anyway.
Cool Whip.
Yes, the Cool Whip. So what they had there on the plate was like a freshly housemade one. Because it, like, yes, it kind of held its shape, but if you move it a little bit, it's moving everywhere.
Wiggles.
And it was a chocolate base on the cheesecake as well. So, like a chocolate cracker, or that's not the right word, but. Chocolate crumbles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was, sure, I'm looking at my dessert.
It was absolutely delightful. That nice punch of Bailey's was just absolutely delicious.
Good. Yeah. So like, part of the dessert was that like, according to the waitress, like they have desserts made different every day differently. Mm-hmm. So that's why, so that they didn't have a dessert menu.
Yeah.
So they just had to write down like, this is dessert. These are the desserts for today. Now I'm assuming there are some that are like
some
basic regulars, ones that they keep every day, but there's some other ones that, like they have different.
Yeah.
So, which is kind of nice. I kind of like that. They have different desserts every day.
Mm-hmm.
I got the red velvet cheesecake, because I couldn't decide between this and the tiramisu.
That's fair. And
I think I might get the tiramisu next time, but we'll see. So this was, it was a really good cheesecake. So you had the bottom, you had the chocolatey crust, and then you have the pie crust, and then you have a half a layer of velvet cheese, of a red velvet cake.
Mm-hmm.
And then the top half was regular cheesecake.
Yeah.
And then it was drizzled with the raspberry sauce. Mm-hmm. Around. I liked it. It was really good. I've kind of had better cheesecake, to be honest. I mean, it was still a good cheesecake. I think I've had better cheesecake. I like cheesecake. It was still good. I just didn't think that cheesecake wasn't soft or rich enough.
Okay.
That's just me. It was still good.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just like, maybe it just clashed with the red velvet.
Which is kind of what I was thinking, because we were talking about it there, and I was like, well, half of that is just like a piece of red velvet.
Yeah. So like in my mind, I thought it was like mixed together.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking, instead of layered.
Like that.
So I didn't know. Maybe it's just like two, because red velvet, it's not a subtle cake. It's a rich, in-your-face cake. So when you try to put those two things together, maybe you just got over, maybe it kind of canceled out.
Yeah.
Kind of a deal. That's kind of what I'm hopping up to be. But it was still smooth. I don't know. I just feel like I've had a little more, I don't know how to describe a cheesecake, like the texture I'm wanting. It's like soft, like you kind of leave it at room temperature where it kind of melt, but it's not that.
Okay.
Like it comes out cold, but then you have that's your texture. That's your consistency. Usually when it comes out cold, it's pretty hard, right?
Yeah.
Like the cheesecake.
As it warms up, it's
soft. Yeah, yeah.
Just
but,
a little bit.
Yeah, but this cheesecake, I'm like, on my standard cheesecake, it comes out cold and it has already softness to it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if this is like, did you use egg whites or only? I don't know. I'm not a cheesecake.
Yeah, I don't know enough.
I don't make cheesecake. I just eat it. Okay. I just love cheesecake. And the one of the reasons why I got this instead of tiramisu, because tiramisu was just a cake, not the cheesecake.
Yeah.
I wanted the tiramisu cheesecake.
Yeah.
They don't have that.
Not a thing there.
It's so hard. Apparently, I can't. It's hard to find a tiramisu cheesecake. Can't you have to find one or the other?
Yeah.
And I want one or the other. I want it.
You want them combined.
Combined. So it was still really good. Because I had the red velvet was still moist. And that, one thing about the red velvet cheesecakes are one red velvet cakes part in general is mm-hmm. just like it's usually dried out.
Yeah.
And it's usually not good. You still get the red velvet taste. It's just usually dry or cold.
Right. Yeah.
But this one was nice and moist. Good. And it mixed really well, which is that's why I was kinda a little hesitant of getting the red velvet because I know it in general.
Yeah.
Red velvet, it's like it's good, but it's only good when it's fresh.
What are they gonna do wrong on this?
Yeah. Yeah. And then usually you get that what was it? I think it's that sugary cream cheese they put on, mm-hmm. top, which to me makes it like way too sugary, yes. too sweet for me. That's why cheesecake's perfect because then it's mellow enough where it's like mm-hmm. it's sweet, it's cold, but it's not too sweet
yeah.
for me.
Yeah, it's not overwhelming.
No. I still recommend it, but I'm going to try the tiramisu next time unless they give me something else.
Yeah.
I can't pass up on. but overall, I had a really good time. It was really good. Yeah. I really liked the new atmosphere. Everything was good.
Our waitress was just phenomenal.
So much food.
Yeah.
For the bill, for how much food we got and have leftovers, I don't think it was, the price was actually pretty good.
Yeah. So before tip, it was $117.
Yes.
And that was with both of us getting dessert, both of us getting an entree, and the appetizer on top of that.
It's $30 appetizer. Jesus
yeah. It was a lot. So
I got the wine flight too.
And the wine flight, which again, $10 for three glasses though.
Yeah, but okay, so they're not full deal. Glasses, like, you know, no. they're like, probably.
Okay but.
Probably a good 6 ounces.
They're like a normal, like, what they would pour in a glass for you.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it not, was at least
like
four.
Like how we drink wine.
Well, that's true. I drink them by bottles.
Right, exactly. Where we go, oh, okay, it's an inch from the top, bottles. I guess we can stop there.
Like one bottle of wine is like, okay, that's a good start.
Right, exactly. It was a standard amount of wine.
Two is you're feeling it, and three you're drunk.
So that much wine for $10, good deal.
Oh, I could have some wine at home.
Some wine tonight.
I don't like drinking alone. I'm not a lonely, depressed drinker like I used to be.
Take it with you on your trip.
No, the kids don't appreciate it.
It's fine.
They're like, what is this?
You drink it and tell them they're all missing out on it.
They're missing out. I can't wait.
Yeah. So there you go.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's kind of, I don't have anything else to add to it. Did you have anything? Ambiance, atmosphere? Oh, they did have little candles.
And they were actual candles, not fake candles.
Yes, I do like that. I appreciate the time.
I think ours went out at some point.
I can't remember. But I was just too much food. Let me look at the pictures.
Like, when they came out with their entrees, they're like,
no, it was on.
We should have given you a bigger table.
Dude, it was filled full of food everywhere.
Yes.
And like.
And like, so, we had to shift every time.
Like, yeah. Like, so like, I'm a slow eater already. But then like, we're taking notes. And your husband, Dolan, like, I'm pretty sure by now he does not like going with us when we do this.
No, because we take our time.
We take forever. Yes. Like, I already take my time, but then I have to take notes on everything and we have to talk about it.
Exactly.
And like,
it's a whole process.
Literally spend like 2 hours, like an hour, at least an hour, to an hour
and
a half.
And he does not understand that at all.
Oh, I also like to enjoy my food. Like, okay, if I'm going there, we're just eating, I'm sitting there for at least an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Just to eat.
Yeah,
enjoy
it's
my food.
The idea of
now if you add on like this extra work on top of it, it's just going to be longer.
Yeah.
So
I agree. And, you know, like we've talked before, like I like if I'm going to a restaurant, I want to be waited on.
Well, if I'm spending $100, I'm gonna enjoy my goddamn time.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be waited on.
I'm not gonna spend $100 and get out here in 30 minutes.
Right, exactly.
No way.
Like I'm doing something wrong if that's what we're doing.
My family does that. It annoys the hell. Mm-hmm. Nope. Annoys the hell out of me.
No. You can refill my cup of water for a while.
Yeah. It's just annoying. I get it, like if we're like at a fast food place or like I'm trying to think like a fast diner.
like Bandanas we eat quickly at.
Yeah, like a place like Bandanas, I would never go, so I would not know.
Right.
Thinking like Applebee's, Chili's.
Yeah.
Like places like that.
Yeah.
Like
I'm not here for the atmosphere.
No, I'm here for I want my Honeycrisp tenders and get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep, I very much agree.
And maybe a glass of margaritas, and that's about it. But yeah. Anyways, I think that's all I had.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
Just another iteration that our waitress was delightful.
I did think, we have a new cat. We started adding this new cat. This dateability thing.
Yes.
I do think it's a hotspot for dates.
It'd be a great spot for dates. Probably not a first or second date.
I would say the earliest would be a third date.
Yeah.
Or like a Valentine's date type of date.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's an Italian place. It ain't cheap. I'm going to tell you that.
No.
It's an Italian place. This is now Olive Garden or pasta. It's, yeah.
No.
But it's good.
But it's good. So really. If you really like the person, it might be a good idea.
Food's really good, too. So if you don't like the person, you can still go for the food.
Yeah.
But then.
Yeah, if you don't like the person so much, but you're just trying to see, then, okay, this is a good place to, you know, figure out, okay, how are the person's manners, you know.
Oh, I would not take them there.
No.
I just go take them to see my parents.
We're trying not to traumatize people.
It don't matter. Okay. I'd rather them be traumatized than me. I don't want to go there and have a bad experience. Like, I don't want to come back here again.
That's fair. I'll give you that.
If I have a bad time with my parents, I have to see them regardless.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
That's fair. It don't matter. I can balance that.
Do you want to do scores then?
Yeah.
Oh, we mentioned our waitress. She was really nice.
Yeah.
I did like her.
She was wonderful. I have no problem mentioning her a couple times because she was fantastic. She's funny. This was also something really cool is like when we were finished with something, they boxed it up for us.
Oh, yeah.
That I really liked because then it's just like, here, let me scoop your plate off here and put it away for you.
That's called service.
Yes.
It's called real service.
Great service.
You don't get that either. You don't get that anymore these days.
No, you really don't. Never
You do get that some places in Asia, though.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting. I haven't been out to like a large. It's been a while. Like usually when I go, we have like these big family dinners with like 15 people, and then we always have some leftovers. The waiter usually comes over and like here's some boxes, and then he'll like scoop it up. It's like ours. Nice. It was small enough where they could take it off to another table.
Yeah.
And put it, but like with a table that big, they just scoop it in front of you, and package for you, which is nice.
Interesting.
Or if it's too big, it was like a big old fish.
Yeah.
And they'll take it out. They take it back to the kitchen.
That makes sense. So I am feeling 8.5.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm feeling.
Because since you've broken me and Rich and Charlie's.
You should never have taken me there.
No, here, you absolutely should not have. Because of the price difference.
Rich and Charlie's cheap. I think Rich and Charlie, we spent $60, if I remember right.
Yeah, it wasn't much at all.
But we didn't order wine. But so even if we ordered alcohol, that would have been what, $20 at most?
Yeah.
Because we both would have been ordering at that time. So what, two glasses per person, so that would have been $20, and that would have pushed at $80.
Yeah.
Like even with tip.
Comparatively. Okay,
it would be under $100.
Yeah. So bang for your buck. It's not a 9. But quality is good. Service is great. Atmosphere is great.
I think it's reasonable for an Italian place.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Italian food. So I expect it to be. Yeah. So the price range is around $20 to $30.
Yeah.
You know.
Which is fair.
Which is fine. You know.
Yeah.
I think for like our normal pasta, it's like $22, something like that. And if you get like a sandwich, it's like $16. And then if you get like nicer pastas, I think my special was like $28.
Yeah.
So it's very typical
Italian
food. And it's good, though. It's not like bad Italian food that you're overpricing.
Oh, it's very delicious.
I would agree with 8.5.
Yeah.
You can't give it a 9, but you got to not compare it to Rich and Charlie's.
I know. That's the problem.
You can't base your 9s off Rich and Charlie's. It's more of like an exception. I understand like we can base other things off other places that we've gone, but I don't think. Like, 9s are kind of their own weird category.
9 is a very special category, I feel like.
Yeah. I don't know if we're ever hit a 10.
Probably not.
I'm trying to think of places. I don't think I even have a 10. I'm trying to think. I don't think I have a 10 in town.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Like, you might get a 10, like, with something that we would do in, like, Disney World or something for everything but price. But then you did price and didn't bring it down.
I'm trying to see what I gave LA Juicy.
I think you got 7 or 8. I think closer to 8, though.
Cannot find it in my notes. Did I even do it?
Did you?
Was that the one that you gave me a piece of paper for?
Way to go.
Did we even do it? LA Juicy?
We 100% did. Oh, I didn't write mine down.
I know we went there, but I don't think we did a review.
Did we not? Well, we did a review, but did we not score it?
I don't even have it in my notes.
Well, I've listened to the episode, and it's been released, so I know that it's out there.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah, that's literally like the second one I have. Always with the crinkle.
I don't. Oh, wait, what's this? Wait.
We got an extra piece of paper.
No.
No, something else.
A short leaf. Okay. Is that episode already out?
Yeah.
I don't know. This is.
Yeah, we're rolling. Okay. I
feel like we just started. Okay. I don't know where it went. Okay. If you said we did it, we did it.
We definitely did.
I don't remember what score I gave it.
It's good food.
It was good. Like that. That's what I would compare it. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, because it's like. Cost-wise, it was so much.
Yeah.
That's why I was thinking.
Yeah. No, I can give you about that. Because I think it was about $120 for the three of us.
No, it was $120 for the boil.
Oh.
Then we got, like, four beers. Yep. Then we got the fried oysters. Yep. And we got some other things. It was close to $200.
Yeah.
So with tax and everything.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, is that it?
I think that'll do it.
All right. Well, I think that's all we have for today. So if you guys have also been to Donatelli's Bistro on Highway N by 64 or in Lake St. Louis, exit on 64. Sorry. Please let us know your thoughts or share us on social media and all that. But otherwise, thanks all. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. Join us next week because we're hungry.